Bitcoin holds near 65K as 800B AI stock. Sell-off spares crypto. An $800 billion single-day wipeout in the largest U.S. technology stocks left Bitcoin almost untouched. According to a July 24th market update from CoinDesk, the Magnificent Seven posted their worst sessions since April 2025, yet Bitcoin held near $65,000. As of July 24, 2026, BTC trades at $65,327, down just 0.5% over 24 hours and up 4.2% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data. That gap between equities and crypto is the story. For most of the last cycle, Bitcoin traded like a high beta version of the NASDAQ. When tech sold off, crypto sold off harder. This week broke the pattern, at least for a day. The numbers behind the split, the equity move was concentrated in the AI trade. A roughly $800 billion drawdown across the seven largest tech names is not a routine down day. It is the kind of session that, in 2022 or 2023, would have dragged Bitcoin down 5% to 8% alongside it. Instead, the majors barely flinched. Bitcoin sits at $65,327, so 1.5% on the day. Ether is the softer performer at $1,880. Down 2.2%, but that is a fraction of the percentage loss the AI leaders took. Solana is at $75.79, 2.1%, XRP at $1.11, 2.1%, and BNB at $567.80, 0.3%. None of these moves look like a market absorbing an $800 billion shock from a correlated asset class. Sentiment tells a more cautious story. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 37 in fear territory as of July 24th. So traders are not euphoric. They are simply not selling crypto to cover tech losses, which is what correlation would predict. Decoupling or just a quiet day. One session does not confirm a structural decoupling. Correlation between Bitcoin and the NASDAQ has drifted up and down for years, and a single divergence can reverse by the next weekly close. The honest read is that this is evidence, not proof. There are reasons the relationship could be loosening, though. A larger share of Bitcoin now sits with long-term holders and institutions that treat it as a reserve asset rather than a liquid risk trade. Spot ETF structures have changed who owns BTC and why. When the marginal holder is a treasury allocator instead of a leveraged momentum fund, a tech drawdown does not automatically trigger crypto liquidations. The AI sell-off also has a specific cause that does not touch crypto directly. It is a repricing of stretched valuations in a handful of names, not a broad liquidity crunch. Bitcoin has no earnings multiple to compress. That mechanical difference matters more than any narrative about digital gold. Funding volatility and your spending power. For anyone holding a balance on a crypto card, a calmer BTC tape is the practical takeaway. Spending power tied to crypto balances swings with the underlying asset, so a day when equities crater and Bitcoin holds is a day your available balance did not evaporate with the NASDAQ. The lesson is more durable than one session. If you fund a card from a volatile asset, a 5% intraday move can quietly change what you can spend at the till. That risk is why stablecoin-denominated spending exists as an option. It strips out the price swing entirely at the cost of any upside. Cards that let you hold a USDC or USDT balance and spend from it sidestep the question of whether Bitcoin follows tech stocks down next week. For holders who prefer to keep BTC or ETH as the funding asset, the decoupling debate is a reminder to watch counterparty exposure as much as price. If your balance sits with a custodial issuer, the risk is not only market drawdown, but the solvency of the provider between you and the network. Self-custody card setups, where you spend from your own wallet, remove that middle layer. Neither approach is free. Self-custody puts key management on you, while custodial convenience concentrates trust in one company. The read going into next week, the setup to watch is whether the divergence survives contact with more volatility. If the AI sell-off extends, and Bitcoin keeps holding, the decoupling case gets stronger. If crypto rolls over a day or two later, this week was just a lag, not a break. For now, the data point stands on its own. 800 billion left the largest tech stocks, and Bitcoin closed the day within 0.5% of where it started. Traders who spent the last cycle assuming crypto is a leveraged bet on the Nasdaq have one more reason to question that assumption, with a hard number attached.